listening to the Daily Business News Podcast from BBC Radio Austria. Private sector companies saw a jump in new business and an increase in jobs last month. That's according to the Ulster Bank Purchasing Managers Index report, which tracks indicators including new orders, employment and exports. In May, firms reported their sharpest rise in new orders since the survey began 12 years ago. Companies also said they were hiring more staff, with strong growth, in particular, in manufacturing and construction. The Ulster Bank economist Richard Ramsay said employment was improving across all sectors, but he also said the local economy still has a long way to go to get back to where it was.
Manufacturing employment is growing at its fastest rate since the survey began almost 12 years ago. But as far as breaking records is concerned, it was the construction sector which was the star performer during May, with the construction industry reporting record rates of growth in terms of business activity, new orders, and indeed in terms of job creation as well. However, it's important to bear in mind that the construction industry experienced record rates of decline during the downturn, so this recovery is basically coming off very low levels of activity.
Ulster Bank economist Richard Ramsay said firms were also being boosted by a recovery in key export markets.
Looking at other aspects of the survey, it's encouraging to note that the export orders during May increased at its fastest rate since August 2007, when the credit crunch first began. This is encouraging because up until now, Northern Ireland's recovery has largely been due to improved economic conditions in terms of Great Britain, and it's now apparent that the improvements that we're seeing in the Republic of Ireland's economy are now feeding through to local businesses.
It's been another record year for Henderson Group, the mollusk-based retailer and wholesaler. The company runs and supplies a network of 400 Spar, Eurospar and Vivo stores across the island of Ireland. Last year, it saw turnover rise by 4% to £643 million, with profits up 17% to £18.4 million. Director Paddy Doody said it invested across all areas of the business to meet changing consumer needs.
The consumer is a lot more demanding than they've been 4 or 5 or 6 years ago. They seek out the best possible deals that they can. We have responded by sharpening our retail proposition in terms of our retail prices, looking at our investment in various deals and to try and take account of that. The consumer is also shopping little and often. So we have this rise of what we call a 48-hour shop, where they're only buying enough to do them tonight or tomorrow night. Given the fact that we have 400 stores all over Northern Ireland, we're best placed to take advantage of that.
Northern Ireland's largest IT company, Allstate NI, has been named the Responsible Business of the Year by Business in the Community. The title is awarded to the company judged to have had the most positive impact on their community, the environment and their own staff. Allstate employs around 2,000 people at offices in Belfast, Derry and Strabane. And to tell us why it prioritises ethical business, Sonia Kerr from the company joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Simon.
So what has the company had to do to win this award?
Okay, Simon, well, it's something that hasn't happened just overnight. It's something that we've been working on for the past 15 years since the company started. We would say it's part of our cultural DNA. It's very important to us to attract new employees to the company and also to retain our employees, because IT obviously is a very competitive sector. Just to give you some idea, our attrition figures are 7%, and that's compared with an industry average of 23%. We're very low absenteeism, less than 3 days per year. A lot of our employees would talk about how getting involved with the community projects really makes them want to stay working with us, as well as all of our flexible working, our health and well-being initiatives. It's just amazing. I always can't believe the amount of volunteers we get for community projects.
So it's not something you have to strong-arm your employees into taking part in then?
No, it's nearly the other way. They come to me with ideas and are nearly asking us if we can do more, which is fabulous. And we hope to plan to do more in the next year.
Yeah, the cynics would say about corporate responsibility, it's good for a bit of PR, but there's not much more than that. There's a bottom line benefit, though, you're seeing by the sounds of it.
Absolutely. As I just mentioned, our attrition figures are very low, 7%. Our absenteeism is very low. We're just about to have an open day at the end of the month, so it helps us attract people into the company. They look at us and look at the whole package of our benefits and the flexible working, the health and well-being, the opportunities to volunteer with something they're passionate about, one of the charities that we're connected to. So working for Allstate, you're working for the whole package. You know, if you want to get involved with charitable initiatives, you can. If you want to be innovative, you can. If you're environmentally, if environment is your thing and you want to roll up your sleeves and go into a park and clear weeds, you can do that with us. The opportunities are endless.
You mentioned that IT is very competitive. It's one of the sectors where we've seen growth continuing throughout the recession. Is this something really that people are looking at when they have the choice of all their IT jobs? This is, you know, how you are judged ethically is something they're really keen to investigate.
Simon, there's a lot of research, particularly with Generation Y, that they want to work for ethical companies. So graduates coming out, they're looking at lots of IT companies. They're also thinking about going away, and they are looking at what else they can do whilst they're in a company, and that does help sell us very much. So we use it as a unique selling point at our careers days and our open days and on our website as well. Remember, we don't sell a product or service in Northern Ireland, so it's a great way of us getting out into the community and showing the community what we do. And when we're out in schools doing something like Exitext or Don't Text and Drive initiative, the teachers are asking us to come back and do IT talks and talk about STEM subjects as well.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.